Think of a brand. Anyone will do. What comes up? A company name? A logo? Perhaps a jingle or a slogan? How about an aroma or something that tickled your tongue? Maybe you recall the feel of a product. Regardless of what has come up, the process is the same. You have just invoked a memory response in the brain. Sometime in your past, the brand affected you in a way that it was considered worthwhile to keep that particular moment in the limited amount of brain storage you have. But what made your brain decide to give that memory precedence over something else? Scientifically, it's complicated. It's not the actual name or logo or taste that is being remembered, but rather the experience that came with it. It's known as the Gestalt Theory, and it states that the sum of an experience is what makes a memory, not the individual parts. Now, this may all be fine and good from a scientific perspective, but when you think about how a brand can emerge from the congestion, it gets tricky. And for some, it's almost impossible. Think about it. Each member of your target audience is being bombarded by over 5,000 marketing messages from multiple platforms every 24 hours. And it's true. The more memory you own, the stronger your chance of cutting through the clutter and establishing that all-important ROI. Here's where it gets interesting. In order to gain memory, you don't have to spend more. Instead, you need a strategic focus on the gestalt so that the experience will include your brand. Sounds hard, doesn't it? Well, it can be, especially if you don't have millions of dollars to spend on marketing experiments. However, for the last six decades, we've known there is one sure scientific way to get noticed. Use the senses. Think about that brand again, but this time, don't envision the brand itself, but rather what came with it. Get your gestalt on and think about the experience that comes with memory. There's a good chance that experience involved one of the senses. The question is, which was it? Sight? Sound? Taste? Touch? Smell? Maybe, just maybe, there was more than one. And perhaps, you may have been overwhelmed. Now that is getting gestalt.
In 1995, one iconic American brand took offense to a Japanese competitor who introduced a very familiar-sounding product. Harley-Davidson went so far as to launch legal actions to protect their distinctive brand voice. Which brings up the big question, can a sound be trademarked? Over the past few years, something has went missing from some major brands. Their names have disappeared. This trend towards image-only visual branding is taking all forms, from MasterCard's colored dots to Starbucks' mythical sea creatures. The brandscape is changing at a global base. What's next? Invisible brands? On November 16th in 1950, the U.S. Patent Office granted design patent number 48160 and launched the world's first unbreakable brand. The story goes that the brief to the designers was to come up with a bottle that even when it was broken into over 100 pieces, it could still be recognized as the brand. And now at over 115 years young, Coca-Cola is still going strong. When a brand owns multiple connection points with a consumer, it is building Tactical Brandscape, or TBS. The more brand real estate mapped out in a consumer's cranium, the better the chance for being top of mind when your consumer is considering making an investment or a purchase in your sector.
In our new upcoming podcast, The Science of Brand Chronicles, join me, Jason the Germ Guy Tetro,
and me, Grant the Brand Guy Ivins, as we explore how brands can own non-tangible connections with consumers.
We'll dive into how science connects brands and why the human senses are just the beginning point for brand loyalty and market success. Get ready for the new podcast, The Science of Brand Chronicles. Only with Say What.